The archers had given Violet's dad the day off to settle in, so the family decided to head into the town and have a look around. The best way to see Perfect was on foot, Edward Archer had said as he dropped them home, so that's what they decided to do. They changed out of their pyjamas and had a quick breakfast. Then Violet led her parents down their driveway. Rose stopped at the bottom and gasped, "Isn't it beautiful, Eugene?" They were surrounded by mountains. Greenish hills were to the front and the blue mountain peaks loomed high behind them, with nothing else for miles around. Perfect sat in the middle of the ranges, as if a scoop had been taken out of them, leaving just enough space for the town. On the journey yesterday, Violet had had the distinct feeling that they were driving into the middle of nowhere. Now she knew that she was right. After a few short hours, she was already used to wearing her glasses. In a strange way, it was like they'd been stuck on her face forever. Everything was now crystal clear, and she had to admit, the view was kind of nice. Their house was on the edge of town, at the bottom of a long tree-lined avenue. As they walked, Violet noticed the trees were exactly the same distance apart. She measured them by counting her steps. After walking for a few minutes, they turned left off the avenue, and the town centre came into view. A black iron plaque high on the wall of a building read, "Splendid Road." The road was narrow and lined with three-storey red brick buildings. It ran the whole way to the Archer Brothers Opticians, which stood like a beacon ahead of them. As they walked towards it, Violet noticed that every door on the street was painted black, and a window box of flowers decorated every sill. They reached the optician's shop, and the steps in front reminded Violet of where she'd bashed her toe earlier that morning. Now she saw the stone building in all its glory, sparkling gold letters proudly spelling out "Archer Brothers Spectacle Makers Emporium" above their navy painted door. To the left of the emporium was a high stone wall. To the right was a street of stone buildings which seemed to be filled with shops. Another black iron plaque high on a wall read, "Edward Street." "Isn't it beautiful, Violet?" her father smiled. "I love these old walled towns, lots of history." Violet held her silence. History was her least favourite subject in school. The family continued on to Edward Street. They walked past the Hatchett family butchers three doors down from the opticians and received a big hello from a man in a white hat, the red striped apron and gold-rimmed specs. He greeted them by name, which was odd because they definitely hadn't been introduced. "It's a small town, Rose. Something we'll have to get used to," her father said, when her mother questioned the friendliness of the locals. "Oh, I think I'm used to it already, Eugene. This place feels like home. It's what we've been searching for. I'm so glad you brought us here." "What?" Violet's mother hadn't liked the thought of moving. She'd said loads of times that she was only doing it for the good of the family. She changed her mind pretty quickly.